Hi, this is Barry Donovan with First Impression Warrior. Thank you for joining us. First Impression Warrior is designed for you, the warrior that's on the front lines creating great first impressions for your clients. Whether you're a graphic designer, freelancer, whether you're an agency or a print shop, we're here to help you grow your business. Now, let's get right to our podcast. Welcome to episode 44 of our podcast. Today, we're going to talk about slowing down and getting more done in less time. In episode 43, we talked about seven ways to kind of get your time or life back with some seven tips or questions you should ask yourself. Today, we have a few areas that focus on this slowing down and getting more done. I know, imagine you at times feel stressed and overwhelmed, and maybe that's because you're pushing yourself too hard. We all do it. Being in a constant rush actually lowers our energy level and deprives us of satisfaction. You know, ticking off those boxes on the task list instead of engaging in meaningful activities really doesn't do us that much good. In the short haul, you might feel good because you're able to check off or scratch off that thing on your list. But let's focus on how can we do things that are going to allow us to get more done. In the first area, there's three items in this first area, and that's called do less. Now, number one, set priorities. Figure out your definition of success. Think about it. Devote as much time and energy as possible to the activities that matter to you and your business. Cut back on making commitments that are irrelevant to those goals and learn to tactfully say no to any distractions. Number two in the do less area, budget your time. Be realistic what you can accomplish in a single day. I know we all make this huge to-do list and think we're going to get through it, and we scratch off three things and we're disappointed, right? If you're frequently falling behind schedule, track how much time some of those routine tasks are really taking. Block out your time and give yourself a buffer between engagements, all right? Between tasks. Finish a task, take a break, and then dive into that next one. But budget your time. And number three in the do less area is adjust your standards. Know when good enough is acceptable. Maybe you want to aim for an A+ when it comes to parenting, but you can't live, well, actually, you can live with a B- on washing your car, right? Think about that in terms of your personal life and your business life. The next area I want to talk about, and there are a few things in this, what we call be mindful area. Number one, plan your day. Know where your time is going. And that goes back to the podcast 43. Know where your time is going. Act deliberately instead of drifting from one external demand to the next. Number two in this area, live in the present. Give your full attention to what you're currently doing. So silence that phone, resist the urge to check your text messages and your email and your social media and all that garbage. And notice your surroundings and savor the experience. Savor the time. Be mindful. Live in the present. Number three, remember your purpose. Stir up your enthusiasm by remembering the reasoning behind your choices. Does your job enable you to help others? Do you take pleasure in volunteering for a good cause or spending time with friends? You know, those are some things that you can do both personally and professionally, right, that have a purpose. Well, take that and apply that to the tasks in your business as well. Remember your purpose. Remember what it is you're trying to accomplish during this day, okay? Don't look out 6 months or a year or next week. What do you got to get done today to reach those goals that you set earlier? That's a whole other podcast on goal setting. Number four, work out, okay? A fit body supports a strong mind. You know, keep time in your schedule to exercise regularly. And try incorporating more physical activity into your day. You're going to feel more peppy and alert, I guarantee it. One thing a friend of mine taught me is when you go to a store, let's say I'm going to go to Target, I park at the far end of the parking lot and I walk as far as I can to get to the store. All right, it might take me a few minutes extra, but I'm getting in some more steps, right? Simple things like that, in addition to, you know, doing your scheduled exercises. Number five in the mindfulness area, and this is the last one here, rest and relaxation. A few minutes of meditation, stretching, or repeat of your affirmations can help you pace yourself. So learn to be comfortable with taking a break, all right? It's okay to take a break. It's take a nap, for crying out loud. I think Edison took a nap like every hour or something like that. Don't quote me on that, but he took a lot of naps. If you're at work, obviously, you're not going to be able to take a nap. They'll probably fire you. But if you work from home, take 20 minutes, lay down, close your eyes, shut off everything, and just kind of recharge. The last area is what we call ask for help. All right, so, and there's about five or six items here. Number one, divide up your chores. Whether it is at work or at home, you know, sharing responsibility is good for you, for your marriage and your family or your staff, you know, at work. Talk with the people that you work with or at home about how you can work as a team to complement each other's strengths. You know, praise your family and team members for taking on the chores that they've accepted. And in a family environment, even small children can set the table or put away toys or those types of things. So this doesn't just apply to business. Number two, in asking for help area, be a good neighbor. Each family or, business in your area, people you work with and network with, have certain things that you could help each other with. Maybe form a little committee and get together and share with them what you're trying to achieve, and maybe there's something they can do to help you with. Number three, consult an expert. In other words, maybe outsource some things, right? You know, you might want to hire a professional who can take care of, let's say you need some graphic design work, and you know, you're one of those people that has a subscription to Adobe, but you don't really know how to do design, and it sucks up to do a one-page flyer. You may take 4 hours or 5 hours. It's not good use of your time. You know, find somebody who can do it and do it for you well and get it done and free up your time. Number four, follow up. Now, maybe you already have business associates or family and friends who've offered to assist you when you need a little help. You know, accept their generosity, and instead of clinging to your pride or feeling like you have to do it all on your own, you know, be open to it. Accept their generosity, let them help you, and this is key, be prepared to return the favor. Okay? And number five, be specific. Wherever you turn for help, it pays to be precise. Okay? Let others know what you need done, exactly what you need done. So the clearer you are, the better off everybody's going to be. So if you do these things and slow down, you'll get more done. Now, when you're feeling under pressure, remember, change your strategy. Instead of speeding up, slow down. Take a few breaths, count your blessings, and your to-do list is going to look far less daunting, and you're going to be more productive. So that's all I have for today. I appreciate you listening. I ask you to share the podcast if you know others that find this of value. And stay safe out there, and until next podcast, so long. Thank you for listening, and please share our podcast with others if you found it of value. If you're interested in learning more about our platform, Businessware, a platform that allows you to host, manage, and publish your custom-designed digital business cards, please visit visibledigitalsolutions.com. Thank you again, and go make it a great first impression.